1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Last week on the show, I revealed that I can't really drive a manual car. So I did originally learn when I was 16 in a manual, but then I did my knee, so I was in a knee brace, and you need a lot more control than that. So yeah. I ended up just getting my automatic license, and since then I've only ever had to hop in a manual car once, bunny hopped my way up the street, and now it's been out there revealed to you guys, so you put the task to me to actually learn again.
Yeah, because our head fan here at work is manual, and I'm going to be honest, I'm quite sick and tired of having to drive it everywhere we go together. It'd be nice just to sit in the passenger seat. And you did fail to mention just then as well, Herbie, you've actually injured people in the past driving a manual car. You gave your mum whiplash.
Yeah, she's good now.
Yeah,
it's actually her birthday today. Happy birthday, Mum.
Yeah, after wearing a neck brace for 6 months, but
no, it wasn't that dramatic. But she did have a week off work.
Yeah!
So we got Craig Prestige in. He gave me a driving lesson last week, and you can check it out at our Hit Facebook page. Actually went not that bad.
Yeah, one soft stall, apparently, but no hill starts or reverse parks, which is a big part of driving a manual car and can get quite tricky sometimes.
It can, but I didn't need to tackle that yet. And so after that one lesson, I tackled a monster truck.
Ridiculous.
And I now consider myself to be an A-OK driver.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, Herbs. One lesson where someone's got pedals on their side.
Didn't have to use them.
Well, doesn't matter. He still was there for safety. You've done that once. Literally, that's the only time you've driven a monster truck for some stupid reason, but besides probably just rubbing my face in it. You still haven't gotten behind the hit van, which you can. I just don't think you're the best manual driver out there. I think I'm obviously a better manual driver than you are.
Yeah, you really like to claim that you've got some great driving skills.
Well,
can
I add,
I wore all the coffees from Coffee Muffin Monday one time.
I'll be honest, I have stalled the hit van before. I was getting used to it like everyone else that can drive the van here at work, which not a lot of people do. I seem to be the only one, but I still think I'm better than you.
Yep. No, look. We'll see. I reckon a lot of people out there do think that they're better than both you and I, because I had multiple people come up to me on the weekend and they had a little crack at me saying, "How do you not drive a manual? I can drive a manual." And so that's what I want to do this morning. I wanted to give those manual drivers that have given it to me and that think that they're so great, and that's great if you are, we want to give you the airwaves and you can really claim why you are the best manual driver and maybe why your skills are better than yours and mine, Dave.
Yeah, exactly right. 13, 12, 16. Let us know now, do you think you're a fantastic manual car driver? Tony from Wagga, sounds like you're driving at the moment. Is it a manual car?
Of course it is. It's the only way to drive.
And hands-free, obviously, on the phone to us.
Yes, definitely.
Now, Tony, have you always driven a manual?
Yes. Apparently, I couldn't drive an auto when my parents started teaching me.
Really? You're the opposite.
I don't even know how that's a thing. Apparently, they were just like, no, you could not drive an auto.
I reckon they were just blowing smoke up your butt so you could learn to drive a manual.
Well, when my eldest got his license, we were like, no, the only thing we're going to teach you in is a manual. So I don't even know if he can drive an auto.
That's interesting.
And what do you think of Herbie not driving a manual car, giving people whiplash, and now just thinking she's the world's best driver after one lesson?
Well, you know, your practice makes perfect, I think.
There you go.
Have you driven it since then?
Yeah, last week I had a lesson.
Yeah, that's once. That's not practice. That's just doing it once, Herbie.
So, Tony, do you stall at all anymore, or you're just smooth the whole time driving?
No, I wouldn't say that I'm smooth the whole time, but I don't stall it.
Do you think you're a better driver than Herbie?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's okay. What about Dane?
Probably.
There's a bit of salt in the wounds.
Oh. Yeah, that's all right. I'm happy with that. Well, Tony, thanks so much for giving us a call. We really appreciate it.
Nice. Thanks.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
Good morning, Sheree Coleman.
Good morning.
Now, Sheree, you may recall earlier this year, Dane announced that he was going to Melbourne to go see the Harry Potter play with his mum. And we know that Dane is a mummy's boy. You are.
Yeah, I love my mum.
You
she
love
looks
your
after
mum.
Me.
And so you were in charge of booking accommodation and you revealed that you'd booked accommodation, but because you also are a bit of a tight ass, you booked one room with one bed for you and your mum.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. A queen bed in the room. And I didn't realise when I booked everything that the Formula One was on the same weekend. I was trying to figure out why everything was so expensive and there wasn't a lot around.
Yeah.
The F1 was on down at Albert Park. So booked the room and I said to Mum, look, we're going to have to share a bed. She goes, look, that's fine. I'm okay with it.
See, I don't think that's the worst thing possible because your mum.
It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're a 35-year-old male adult.
Mm. But it's still a bit, that's weird. Still.
It's a tiny bit odd, but it's still, it's your mum. That's fine.
That's okay,
The point I sort of tried to make, and I think this is makes a bit more sense, is she's done so much for you in your life, much. She's given up so much of her life for you that you can't even chuck a few dollars her way to get her own bloody bed.
Yeah,
That's the big problem, I think.
Or a lot of people as well were saying maybe your own room.
Yeah, so you have your own anything space. Would be great, just a bit of her own.
And I was like, no, let's share. Let's save some money.
Yeah.
So we turned up to the beautiful hotel that we were staying at, very close to the theatre where Harry Potter and the Cursed Child was playing. And I was like, look, I'll need to document this as we go through the door to get initial reactions. And I want to preface this by also saying I did, when I first booked, I always put requests in for things. And I did say,
of course you do. You're that person, isn't he? I've never done that in my life. And I know you've really got a list. Where do I start?
Yeah, I was like, I need brown M&Ms only. No, it's not that bad. I was like, look, I am telling my mum. So if because there was no double rooms left. I was like, if I can get one, that'd be awesome. This is what happened when we got to the door.
The room. The entry. Will Mum and I be sharing a bed? Oh, it's a twin room!
Oh. And I'm disappointed. Oh.
Winner!
I wanted to make a big joke about it.
No, no sharing for us. No sharing for us! Your beauty! There we go!
She's disappointed.
Mum was disappointed that we weren't going to share.
I know, because she wanted to make a big joke about it.
Yeah,
she thought it was a joke, Dane. You are so lucky you got a twin bed.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Herb's in Melbourne over the weekend, which was very exciting to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. And there's always sort of... It seems there's always celebrities at Sydney and Melbourne airports.
They're always flying in and out,
Flying into Melbourne, actually, on Friday afternoon. Do you know how people are often holding signs saying people's names and stuff? I saw someone holding a sign saying Chris Brown and Julia Morris.
There you go.
Which I was very excited about. I didn't see them come past, though, which is a bit disappointing. But leaving yesterday, I just sort of finished up having a couple of drinks and I was about to walk to my gate. And I sort of started walking. I looked up and then I noticed someone who looked awfully like Susie from Married at First Sight.
We did speak to Susie last week on the show. You can catch up hit.com.au.
And she's a very polarising character in the show. Some people like her, not very many. A lot of people dislike her.
Yeah.
Just the way she's been speaking, a bit condescending.
Being portrayed,
Yeah, exactly right. So I sort of walked past her and went, oh, I know who that is. And she was sort of in a bit of a rush as well.
Yeah.
And I'd already taken about 20 steps past her and I thought, oh, I'll get a photo for work.
Yeah.
I'll get a photo for work. So I had to turn around and I sort of ran after her with my my bag. I was running through the airport
she's
to catch
a nobody
up to Susie.
Too.
I know. This is the worst
You did
part.
Say, you opened this by saying celebrities are airports, but she's not a celeb.
Yeah, true. I was chasing after her and I got to her and I was like, excuse me, Susie, can I get a photo?
God, you're that guy.
I'm that guy. And she goes, oh my God, she wasn't quite sure. She goes, my flight's just been cancelled. I'm in a bit of a rush. And she was a bit flustered, but she goes, okay, let's do it. And she was with
a
friend or a producer too. And she goes, let's do it. I was like, great, awesome. So as I was getting my camera out, like fluffing around with it to turn it onto selfie mode, I said to her, oh, I'm Dane from Hit 93.1 in Wagga. We spoke to you the other morning. And she goes, I don't remember.
Which is very fair enough because she would do so many each day.
And she sort of gave me this fake smile. I took the photo, said, thanks so much. She goes, thanks, darling, and then just walked off.
Oh, gosh, that's awkward. Well, we left a massive imprint in her life.
Herbie and Dane, the Riverinas hit 93.1.
Twitter has gone a little crazy overnight because one lady, she has revealed a term for single ladies who are 26 and over that used to be a thing. So she's rediscovered it. So it's not a new term. It's a rediscovery of a term. And I think it's great. So back in the olden days, if you were between 23 and 26 and you hadn't met someone or had kids, then you weren't really the most popular person in town because you're supposed to have already been married and have kids. This is the old day. Yeah, a lot of pressure. Even you look at some of our parents and they were married a lot younger.
Yeah,
you know,
very much
it's changed over years.
Yeah.
Now, you may have heard of this term before, that if you're under 25 and single, spinster.
Oh, yeah. Spinsters. Oh, the bachelor and spinsters' balls.
Yeah,
classic.
Spinsters. Now, that's a term that we know about. So that's not the one she's learnt.
Okay.
What she's learnt is that actually spinsters is for the 25 and under, and once you turn 26, there's a new term. And I think this is a good term.
Okay.
I reckon everyone who is 26, I'll be it in August. If I'm still single, I'm going to get this put into my name.
Well, I think it's got a sound. I think spinsters just, I don't like that sound.
I think spinsters just sounds like you're a DJ of some sort. Spinning the
dating discs.
All of them, yeah. But the term that they found, and she's put it up on Twitter, and now Twitter has exploded, is that if you're 26 and single, you're a thornback.
A thornback?
Thornback.
Oh, you got to be very, I thought you were about to say thornbag. BRB, that's interesting.
Just a thornback. Like, yeah. I love it. I think it's perfect and that we should all actually use it. So if you're 26 and you're a single lady, I say claim being a thornback. There'd be plenty of thornbacks out there.
It's Natalie Thornback Herbstreit and Dane on Hit 93.1.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.